Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Tell us about the Jesus Christ, Jesus Conference.
Jesus 18 Conference in Orlando just happened, an amazing conference. But we're going to be hearing from Benny Hinn about why people don't get healed. I mean, a lot of people want healing. You know, they want someone to pray for them and are sick in their body.
Don't get healed?
But why they don't get healed.
Is that the right word to say that? Why they don't get healed?
What's the right word?
I don't know. Why they didn't get healed, maybe?
Why they didn't get healed. But
this is what's keeping you from being
what's
healed.
Keeping you from being healed.
That's the word. That's it.
There it is. There
I'm
it is.
I'm in the writer mode lately. What's important?
It is important.
You know, because we'd have first had to heal that sentence. No, but it's the director.
We have people in the studio, I
it's
see.
It's the director.
We got jokes today. Yeah. Yes, yes.
So this is important because...
Healing comes in laughter, so I guess we're, you know...
Yeah, there is. It's
we're,
like good medicine.
We're a good track here. Yeah, but like, anyway, you want to hear from Benny Hinn because this is an amazing thing. He's known for operating with the gift of healing, but he says there's things that are keeping you from being healed. Listen up.
So my first question is for my father-in-law. Number one, we know the Lord wants to heal. It's His longing to heal us. What are things that keep us from being healed? We get that question all the time. Why haven't I been healed yet? That is a very common question. What would you say?
Well, I can tell you what Ms. Kuhlman used to say. That God cannot heal people who are all wrapped up in themselves. That, and it's also true, I've seen it in my own meetings, where you see somebody so uptight, you know, begging God to heal them, God cannot get through that. So healing comes when they relax and the presence of Jesus becomes more real than the disease.
Wow. Wow.
So the minute the presence of the Lord is more real than the sickness, they'll get healed.
So for the people out there, people believing for miracles tonight or now, what would you tell them?
Well, all they have to do is focus on the Lord and not the disease.
Wow.
So you have, like a lot of the people who were healed in our crusades would say to me how when they prayed for someone else, God healed them. So someone comes on a wheelchair and they see somebody next to them on a wheelchair and they begin to pray for the someone else and God heals them while they're praying for someone else. So healing never comes when we focus on ourselves and we're begging God, please, you know, all that. It doesn't happen. So they and Ms. Kuhlman was right. They are wrapped in themselves. And when they're so wrapped in themselves, God cannot get through that. So He waits till they relax.
Wow.
Forget about themselves.
So
that's
good.
A key, yeah.
Wow.
And the presence of the Lord is the only thing that allows you to forget yourself. So when you see Jesus, you will not see your disease.
This Whoa. Is so awesome. Ooh. Such great wisdom and so true. I think about... You know, during the Brownsville revival, when we were serving and helping and the different things that were happening there, that were the world was coming to Brownsville on the Gulf Coast and the city of Pensacola to be able to be touched by God. And I remember I had this issue for years that I needed to be healed in my esophagus area or whatever, where I couldn't eat spicy foods or my body would react. I was in law enforcement, and so just a lot of issues with eating and just spasms almost in your esophagus area. Mm. So I just had to stay away from spicy foods and different types of thing. I would literally be woken in the middle of the night and couldn't sleep. It's almost like having a heart attack.
Wow.
Because it's the same nerves wrapped around your heart. Yeah, it was just major. So I just learned to live with it. So we're serving, we're helping everybody and praying for people. And I remember I was in the balcony one night and it was just powerful. If you haven't gone yet into VFNKB.com, looked at the torch about all the stories about Brownsville Revival and things that took place and just powerful things. That all of a sudden, it just dawned on me that I hadn't had that problem, you know, for quite some time, and I realized the Lord had healed me.
So you were healed and didn't even know that you got
healed.
Didn't
even know I was healed. That's amazing. Because I was so caught up in serving, like Benny Hinn's talking about, just serving everyone because you were just overtaken with responsibility.
That's beautiful.
And so I celebrated by going to a restaurant called Damon's at that time.
Oh, I remember Damon's.
And
you,
they had
you
the
introduced me to Damon's.
Biggest hot wings in the world. They were huge because I couldn't eat hot wings.
Yeah.
And I ate those hot wings.
You're a deprived person.
Oh, my goodness, man. It was a whole new life. I could actually eat hot wings. So now when I eat hot wings, I remember, you know, how God healed me. But it's like Benny said, it's that, you know, not focusing on ourselves and on our sickness. Those are things where God's attacking us. And it's interesting, too, how the enemy will get you to focus on yourself and the troubles and your struggles and the difficulties and the pressure, or maybe it's depression or whatever. But all those things have to do with self-focus.
That's right.
And you tell yourself, or the enemy convinces you to believe this, that you don't have time to focus on someone else. You don't have time to just pray and,
because
and,
who's
and focus
gonna
on
focus
God.
Because who's going to focus on me if I take my mind off myself? That's right. You know what I mean?
The breakthrough comes in your life and in your healing through depression, whatever you come out of that, when all of a sudden you just go, because the presence of Jesus just solves everything. One embrace from him, one moment in his presence. I remember this, and I know we got a break, but we were at a Benny Hinn conference in Mobile, Alabama. And I was sitting to the right of the stage there with some of the parents of somebody that sang, the group that sang.
Burning Bush.
The Burning Bush that sang there. And it was like a metal seating. I mean, it was like right there by the stage, metal seating. And so it's cold. It's cold metal seating. But all of a sudden, the presence of God dropped in such a way that all I could say was, I felt like I was on fire. Mm. I mean, I was so hot that I took my shoes off and put them on the bench trying to maintain coolness because people beside me weren't hot. Like I was hot.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what is this? And the fire was just on me. Fire of God was on me. And I'm just like doing other things, trying to cool off, and you just get so hot because God's a consuming fire, and he's not burning you, but his presence literally was just, I mean, probably burning all kinds of stuff off of me. But the thing is, it's just that just shifted everything in that one moment, his presence. And that's happened many times where God has just done that to me. Maybe he's done it to you. We love to hear from you. Don't forget to comment below and write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We want to hear your stories about the presence and the power of God, because when God shows up, he just shifts your thought patterns. He shifts what you're thinking. He shifts everything.
It's powerful.
And even demons start crying out like, have you come before your time, right? It's what happened. And then all of a sudden they start leaving and people start getting set free. And it's like, when are we going to have the healing crusade? You just had it. The presence of God was there. And it's like, I was waiting. I was focused on my problem. And it's like, you should have been focused on God because he was here.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.